what you came to do. Welcome back to another episode of Queendom Conversations. I'm your host, Demira Virgil. Before I begin today's episode, I want to share this with you from my heart. I created this space because I know what it feels like to lose your voice in the noise of other people's expectations. I created this space because I believe in the power of a woman's voice. What I know for a fact is that there are too many women that have silenced themselves to keep others comfortable and to keep peace. This space was birthed from my quiet places, from the times where I cried and didn't have the words, from the times that I prayed silently and hoped that someone, anyone, would see the pain behind my smile. There are too many women walking around with red flags on their spirit, but they refuse to speak up because they don't want to be called dramatic. To feel something off on your spirit and keep pushing it down because you don't want to seem too emotional, too sensitive, or too much, that is not a life that thrives. That's living a life of quiet torment, spiritual suffocation, and emotional survival. God reminded me of something powerful, ladies. When a woman speaks from a healed place, her voice becomes a weapon. A sound that cuts through confusion, a sound that breaks chains, and a sound that sets generations free. So, ladies, here, our voices are not just heard, they are honored, and they are our truth, and this is a safe space to have conversations. This episode, this moment, is about learning to trust your discernment again, reclaiming your voice, and finally giving yourself permission to choose peace over potential. Now, anyone that listens to my episodes know that I always start my podcast episodes off with affirmations. I am a strong believer that my voice has power, and I am a strong believer that my voice carries weight. With that being said, ladies, let's affirm. I honor my voice. I no longer shrink to fit into broken places. Affirm, I am no longer gaslighting myself for the sake of love. Affirm, God has given me discernment, and I will no longer apologize for using it. Affirm, I trust what I feel. I believe what I see. I will protect my peace. Let's get into this, ladies. Have you ever seen the red flag and still move forward because you wanted it to work? Because it felt good in the moment? Because your heart was already attached and your hope was louder than your warning signs? Yeah. Me too. Sometimes we stay in situations not because we don't see the truth, but because we don't want it to be true. We hold on to potential, onto old memories, onto the ideal of what it could be if it only changed. We call it loyalty, we call it love, and we call it grace. But deep down, we are bleeding silently. We're tired, confused, and questioning our worth. I want to say something to the women who stayed longer than what they should have. You are not stupid. You are not weak. You are someone who saw beauty where others only saw brokenness. But your compassion should never come at the cost of your clarity. Sometimes we confuse consistency with safety. I'm going to say it one more time because I need y'all to get this. Sometimes we confuse consistency with safety. We think, but they've been around for years, as if time alone makes something trustworthy. But peace doesn't come from being familiar. It comes from truth. And truth, when it shows up in the form of a red flag, doesn't need to be argued with. It needs to be acknowledged, respected, and obeyed. Now, what I know from lived experiences is this. Sometimes the truth hurts. For many of you, you don't need more signs. You just need to trust the ones that you already saw. I get it. You wanted it to work. You saw the light in them. But this is the truth. Love shouldn't leave you questioning yourself. Real connection does not require you to dim your voice or constantly apologize for how deeply you feel. And your value isn't up for negotiation just because someone else doesn't know how to handle it. Let's be real. We've all done it. You see a red flag, it waves at you, you blink, and you say, maybe I'm overthinking. You feel it in your gut, but you override it because everything else seems good. He prays with you. He supports your dreams. The job looks promising. The opportunity seemed too good to pass up. But that little nudge in your spirit, it was not lying. Let me say this clearly. Red flags don't turn green with time. They deepen in color. They are not sent to scare you. They are sent to save you. God didn't call you to survive. He called you to what? To thrive. I am not going to stay in situations where I am constantly in survival mode. I refuse to stand and stay and breathe and live and adjust in atmospheres that I have to just survive in and I cannot thrive in, that I have to dummy down, that I have to question my worth, that I only operate in one gift because I am just so concerned on what others would think of me if I step into levels that they are not, or just barely walk in my purpose, or not step out on faith, or not speak things into existence, or not just testify, or not be a witness, or not cling to the Lord, or just be 100% of who God has called me to be every day, all through the day. I refuse to stay in a place where I'm stagnant. I refuse to stay in a place where I am not operating at the full capacity that the Lord has called me to operate in this season. I will not do it. If you cannot get with the program, okay, listen to what I'm saying, ladies. If they cannot get with the program, do you hear it in my voice? If you cannot get with the program, then I'm gone. This is a new season for me. These are new things, new opportunities, new blessings, new doors, new projects, new gifts, new anointing, new favor. Listen to what I'm saying to you. I am in a season of overflow. If you cannot get with the program, I don't care who it is, family, friends, significant others. I don't care how long you've been there. I don't care how long you're trying to stay. What I'm saying to everybody right now, at this moment, this time, this minute, this hour, this second, is if you cannot get with the program, if you cannot, I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. Lord, show me how good it can get. Yes, Lord. Show me how good it can get. Lord, send me. Is there anybody listening to this podcast know what I'm talking about? Lord, show me how good it can get. Show me how good it can get. Sometimes you just have to say, Lord, just show me how good it can get. I don't care what he talking about, what she talking about, what they doing, who hating, what they saying, who don't believe. Lord, show me. Show me. Sometimes I just wake up, I say, Lord, show me. I don't care who think I'm crazy. I know who I'm talking to, the Lord. I say, Lord, show me. 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 I want to speak to the version of you that kept quiet. The one who said, maybe it's just me. The one who kept giving grace while your soul was bleeding. We don't ignore red flags because we are weak. We ignore them because we are hopeful. We are loyal. We see potential. We remember the good moments and convince ourselves that if we just hold on, it will change. How is that working for you? Everybody listening to this episode, I need you to sit down and just ask yourself, how is this working for me? How is this helping me? What is this doing for my life? What is this doing for my calling? What is this doing for my purpose? What is it doing for the anointing? What is this situation doing for me? Holding on to what's breaking you is not strength, it's survival. God didn't call you to survive. God called you to thrive. Are you thriving or are you just surviving? Are you happy or are you just going with the motions? Are you speaking your truth or are you quiet? Are you operating in a multitude of gifts that the Lord has given you in this season? Or are you just operating at that one because you don't want to offend anybody? If my gifts offend you, if my favor offend you, if my blessings offend you, if that door I'm walking through offends you, if the glory of the Lord on my life offends you, if me talking about how good God has been to me offends you, that's not my problem, it's yours. That has absolutely nothing to do with me. I am going to thrive in this season and every season after this one. You don't believe me, just watch. Red flags. Let's just name a few because sometimes we don't even realize that we've normalized red flags. We have gotten so used to dysfunction, we don't even realize that we're even dealing with red flags. We have got so used to being in toxic situations with toxic people and living and breathing and trying to evolve in toxic atmospheres that we don't even see when the Lord is dealing with us about things, or we question the way that the Lord is dealing about things. When I have a dream and the Lord show me something, I write it down and I take note. When I get around people and I feel a certain kind of way on my spirit and I'm not sitting at peace, I pay attention. When I'm having a conversation with somebody and the Lord starts dealing with me and I feel like something's off, I trust the way I feel. When people are trying to connect, okay, and they're trying to have access and they're trying to be in the same circle and they're trying to collaborate and they want me to do this and they want to do that, first off, I take it to God in prayer. And the second thing is I trust the way I feel. And I believe what the Lord shows me. So many times, I have talked to so many people where the Lord has dealt with them in dreams. The Lord has given them confirmation. The Lord has dealt with them about so many things. And no matter what the Lord shows them, they still question it. It doesn't matter what it is. You can have a dream and the Lord shows you things and all those things start to unfold right before your eyes. And you will still question if this is the right thing or is this God or, you know, I don't know because I feel this way and because they used to it. I'm not just talking about relationships and people that you're dating and romantic relationships. I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about everybody can go. If you causing me just to survive and not thrive, everybody can go. Everybody can get the eviction notice. Everybody can get it. I'm not leaving nobody out. I say it all the time. At the end of the day, I am the one that has to stand before the Lord and answer for everything that I have done in this lifetime. There is nobody that is worthy of me disappointing my Father. There is nobody. People go on with their life. They do what they want to do. They make their own decisions, whatever makes them happy. And you will be sitting around and you'll be dummying down and you'll be staying stagnant. And you will be refusing to walk through the doors that the Lord has opened for you and connecting with people that God has brought in your life based off opinions of other people. And those people have went on with their life and you standing in the same place you were standing in years ago because you don't want to offend anybody. Well, as for me, you're going to be offended. Not sometimes, all the time. This is not a season of just survival for me. Been there and done that, and I'm done. I say it all the time. I need to create a shirt. Been there, done it, and I am done. Let's name some red flags, ladies. Inconsistent communication. Only hearing from a person when it's convenient. You got to be honest with yourself about the friendships, about the relationships, about the people that have access to you. It's time to sit down and be honest about, do they bring value to your life? dismissing your emotions, calling you too sensitive. I know the way I feel. I don't let people speak things over my life. I'm telling you how I feel. Either we can agree or either we can disagree, but I feel the same way I feel right now than I felt 10 minutes ago when we first started this conversation, and I'm gonna stand on how I feel. This is how I feel. Nobody's gonna tell me how I feel. This is how I feel. And I'm standing on how I feel. I'm standing right here in it. Either you can agree or either you cannot agree. It does not matter to me, but I know how I feel. Love bombing, followed by days of silence. Oh, they love you. They love you so much. You're the best thing in the world. They love on you. They take you out to eat. Y'all go on a trip. They spend money. They pay some bills. Whatever the situation is, you just feel so loved. And right in that moment when you feel so loved, you don't hear from them until God knows when. Constant excuses, never accountable. All of us deal with people. All of us have dealt with people where it doesn't matter what they do. Narcissist, doesn't matter what they do. It's never them. Even when they know they wrong. They know they wrong. And they will never hold themselves accountable. It doesn't matter what you say. They're going to find something where they can turn it around and make it about you and Sally, Sue, and Jimmy Jack. Everybody except them. I have been in a marriage, okay? I'm not talking about no relationship where I was dating somebody. I'm talking about a full-blown marriage to a man that I had children with, and I was walking around on eggshells 24/7, all day long, every day. And I got so used to it that it was just normal to me. I didn't even realize that I was walking on eggshells. I didn't realize until I left. When I started to rebuild my life, and when I started to have freedom, and then when I started to have peace, and then when I started to speak my mind and stand in my truth and be 100%, I was at 100% Damara. When I was at 100% of who I am, I realized how much I was just dummying down. How much I let go, how much I let slide just to keep the peace, just not really saying how I feel, not even saying what I want to eat for dinner, not even saying what drinks I want to buy in the house or what snacks I like. I'm eating snacks. See, like, I don't even like them, but I just, you know, I don't want him to complain about we just buying all this extra stuff and why do we have to have these different snacks? Just small things. Small things matter. I say that all the time. I wasn't even buying the snacks that I like to bring in the house. I like ice cream sandwiches. I can't remember the last time I had one. Simple things. Simple things. People that say they love you, but they don't show it. I can tell you I love you all day long. It's not in what people say to you. It's their actions. People say stuff to me all day long. People say stuff to me all the time, and I don't go by what a person just says to me. I go by the way they move. Sometimes we just so busy having conversations with everybody, we're not even paying attention to the way they're moving around us. We don't even see it because we're too caught up and talking and not even really listening, just talking. So many times we just caught up in conversations and what people say they're going to do. A lot of people say they're going to do a lot of things. A lot of people start a lot of things. That don't mean that they're going to finish it. I don't go by what you're saying to me. I go by the way you move every time. Let me remind you of what green looks like. Green feels like peace. Green feels like safety. Green doesn't confuse you. Green will never make you question your worth. Green communicates clearly. Green does not only own their mistakes, green corrects them. And I promise you, green is out there. But sometimes we got to learn to be green for ourselves before we can recognize it in any others. If you've ever said, I knew better, I want to interrupt that thought right now. You didn't fail, you learned. You trust, you gave love, you believed, and that's not a weakness. That's beautiful. But now it's time to heal, to trust yourself again, to ask God for discernment, not just desire. To stop apologizing for seeing things clearly. And regardless of what anybody says about you having balance and about you standing firm and having peace in your life, you are not bitter. You are becoming better. You're not hard-hearted. You're just finally protected. Sometimes God shows us red flags in people that we want to keep. And it hurts. What God removes, he also replaces. I'm going to say it one more time. What God moves, he also replaces with better, with peace, and with alignment. God doesn't just shut doors. He also opens ones that are safe, healthy, and ordained. As I wrap this up, I'm just going to speak life over this whole episode. I no longer question what I know. I honor my voice. I walk in wisdom. I see clearly. I don't chase red flags and call it love. I trust myself. I trust God. And I trust the process. Again, I am your host, Demira Virgil. You are listening to Queendom Conversations Podcast. You can find me on all social platforms. I also have a media group, Shekinah Media Group. I will add one of my songs at the end of this episode. You can listen to the songs on Bandcamp at Shekinah Media. You can also listen to my songs on Spotify and Apple.
They say she won't survive.
You can't.